There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Why did the activists leave New York City today? As I understand it, most of, if not all of, the people who were there making news yesterday with protests and outreach events out in front of the courthouse, in front of the Ross Ulbricht trial, have left. We'll explain what happened here in a moment, because I know some of them aren't very happy about it, and I think for good reason. But we can get into that. Your calls, of course, come first here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also over at Forbes, one of the ladies they have there at the trial has written a piece that I firmly disagree with. The headline is, "People think they're helping the defense, but they're not. Why nobody in the Silk Road trial likes jury nullification." It's a pretty strong statement for a headline. We'll dig into that when we get a chance. But first, we'll go to Eric in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hi.
Hey there, Eric.
Hi. I saw a clip about 10 minutes ago. Maybe get your thoughts about Alex Jones endorsing a Rand Paul Ted Cruz tickets for 2016. And that certainly came to a very big surprise to me.
Maybe. Why did it come as a surprise to you? I mean, Alex Jones always gets it right. So, I mean, it's obviously the best thing for us, right?
Alex Jones isn't a libertarian. I mean, he's a conspiracy theory host. I mean,
and more libertarian than most talk show hosts, I'd say. Though, I mean,
if you leave out, I don't know, his position on immigration and some other positions that I'm probably not aware of.
I would classify Alex Jones as a far right type of guy, more than a libertarian. Now, when you're far enough to the right, you end up having a great deal in common with libertarians, but it's certainly not a philosophy based on the non-initiation of force is certainly not what that is. So, look, I'm not necessarily surprised that Alex Jones throws an endorsement at Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, in particular, but for me, anyway, I gave up on the political system quite some time ago. I saw what they did. I had largely given it up on it before the Ron Paul 2012 campaign. And when I saw what they did to him at the Republican National Convention, I said, well, this whole entire thing is so corrupted that if somebody's going to be corrupt enough to get their endorsement, they're probably not going to make a very good president.
Right. I'm not particularly worried or care about what it would do for Rand or Ted Cruz's chances. I just think thinking about what it really says more about Alex Jones.
What do you think it says about him?
I don't know. People that I think that he would support for names that, you know, come to mind would think that he would support would be, okay, maybe I can see Rand Paul, maybe Jesse Ventura or Chuck Baldwin or just other more, I guess,
I fail to see why it matters. I mean, who really cares who Alex Jones is supporting?
Well, no, I think it's, I don't know if he's going to move to go more mainstream or whatever, because
he's going to have to move pretty far to go more mainstream, from what I understand.
It's probably a very weak attempt, I don't know, but.
See, I would say that, look, I don't know, I think that there's obviously an attempt. I think Alex Jones is primarily concerned with being an entertainer, and that's fine, and I don't necessarily blame him for that. You have to take that into consideration when you listen to the program. There's a lot of people out there who still think that Rand Paul is the ticket, and there's a lot of people out there who really like Ted Cruz, and that's a good way to appeal to your audience. And the thing is that he's not advocating that people work outside the system. I do think he's largely telling people that they should be involved in politics, and that makes makes for a really great show because some of the, not necessarily the Alex Jones show itself, but it makes for a really great show at certain political events when Alex Jones fans start grilling politicians. I do love it, but it's not of, I don't think it's of too great a consequence in either direction.
I agree. Ultimately. Eric, thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to Matthew. He's calling from federal prison in Illinois. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, fellas. I was listening to you guys last night talk about the Ross Ulbricht jury selection.
Yes.
And I just want to make an interesting comment. There's quite a number of people in federal prison for computer crimes, as you might imagine. And my cellie's one of them that actually went to trial. And he was in him, and these other guys have told me that the government actually throws people off the jury that actually have the technical expertise to understand computer stuff. Rather than choosing those folks.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine them doing that. I don't know that I've heard. I know that I've heard them dismissing jurors who might have been heard about jury nullification. I don't know that I've heard in the Ross Ulbricht case that they're throwing them off for having technical know-how. But I imagine that, like, you hear often, like, there's DNA case in evidence, DNA evidence in cases. And we certainly don't have, like, DNA experts in the jury, right? They want the jury to choose between two expert witnesses. And, of course, the government's defense, the prosecutor's witness is always going to be seen as more credible in the eyes of the jury generally, and thus they win their cases. It doesn't surprise me at all that they would disqualify qualified people because they're not there to inform people, but there to get their point across, it sounds like.
Yeah, so they don't want anybody calling BS on their witnesses.
For sure, yeah. They definitely want some ignoramuses to sit up there who are likely to agree with the government. As we discussed last night, the Ross Ulbricht jurors was totally fine if they worked for the state or have a family member who worked for the state. That was totally okay. They were just simply asked if they could be, impartial in this matter.
We know you're a government employee, but do you think you can be impartial?
Matthew, any other comments you want to share?
No. I wish Ross Ulbricht luck because he's playing for his life.
I heard about
literally.
That. Yeah, I heard you, man. Thanks for the call tonight.
There's two types of people, I believe, that take their cases to trial, and the fact that I think it's really important to note that about two-thirds of people who have a felony case at trial are found guilty. And that means that all the people that have taken plea deals, and that's about 90% of people that would have the opportunity to make it to trial, take a plea deal. So you're talking about 3% of the population that is taking it to trial, and it would seem to me that would be largely composed of people who, A, believe that they are not guilty, so therefore they're taking it to trial, and B, are guilty as hell and have nothing to lose because they're facing something like a life sentence.
Let's go to Mike. He's in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark.
Hello, guys. This is a good topic you're talking about right now. I have a little bit of experience with that. I was in jail a few months ago for 2 weeks. And it was my soon-to-be ex-wife accused me of assaulting her. I happened to get the incident on video, and we both called the police after this incident happened. I told them I had a video, and what they did was they went and talked to her, and then took her statement, and they came and arrested me without even talking to me or watching the video. They just decided that I'm guilty or, they had enough evidence to arrest me.
They did. Y chromosome? Guilty.
That's
exactly.
Your...
Exactly.
Well, look, they've got to do something about all this male privilege.
That's right. And since that time, I've talked to several people in law enforcement. I have some friends that are in law enforcement. They said, there's still the male bias in there. But I was just shocked that even though I told them that I had it on video, they didn't even bother to watch the video. And I didn't get out until the prosecution saw the video, and they dropped the charges. Eventually the charges were dropped. But in the meantime, I mean, I was in jail for 2 weeks. I didn't see my kids. I lost my job. You know what I mean? I almost couldn't prevent.
Right. In a lot of cases, like that's exactly what happens when you're talking about this situation. So, you've been found guilty because you're jobless, nearly homeless. If you'd been there any longer, you would have been homeless. You're familyless. I mean, how much more do they have to do to somebody?
And all it took was her. And I have no history of violence. I have no record of violence, nothing like that. So, I mean, I was pretty shocked when they showed up at my door and decided to just arrest me. And I guess maybe I'll go I don't know, naive. I mean, we don't have a great history together. We are, you know, in the process of getting divorced. But yeah, if I was in there a little bit longer, if I didn't have that video, I might still be in there. Who knows?
Scary.
You would.
And you know, the people who were keeping you in there probably watched thousands of videos while they were waiting for you to get out, too. So it's absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry that happened to you.
You know, but I realized that even my short time there greatly affected both my mental health and my ability to provide.
These are not nice places. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We have been, or at least you guys were here in the first hour. I was actually at a local meeting for the cable access channel that I'm on the board for. And so you guys haven't really touched on Silk Road yet tonight, right? We don't know what the
latest
is.
Not really, no.
All right, so I do definitely want to hit the Silk Road trial, a.k.a. the trial of Ross Ulbricht. It continued today, and there were some pretty big developments regarding the activists that had been outside of the courthouse the day prior to that. We'll talk about what happened and what happened today, as what happened yesterday, and then what happened today as a result of that. And not everybody's happy about what has gone on, so we'll explain all that. Our toll-free number is 855-453.
Yeah, you can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. And it's not just any coffee. It's not your average store coffee. This is delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% great Arabica beans. This is among the best coffee you've ever tasted in your life, and you can get a pound of it for free. Well, you know why that is because we want you to continue to get your coffee there at coffee.freetalklive.com through the company that we've teamed up with, BuzzBox. And the reason is not only is it great-tasting, healthy coffee that's good for the environment, but it's coffee where they give back a little something extra. So I just actually got the donation amount from BuzzBox that we loan out through Kiva.org, and I did that today. So there's a couple more people, and this actually comes in more than one time a month, but a couple more people that are being helped, and I think it's awesome. And if you want to help people with your just by drinking coffee you normally drink, but upgrading your coffee experience, just start by going and getting your free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Adam in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark. Hello, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been listening since the very beginning when you guys talked to the guy from the EFF.
Yes, and, this evening. We spoke to Kit Walsh from the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what a lot of this boils down to is internet bandwidth and the amount that it's consumed. The number goes up and up and up every year. The more people get on the internet, bigger, just like listening to this show, I'm streaming radio, a lot of data, not compared to like maybe a site like YouTube. But anyway, my point is a free market solution, did come in to play. Netflix has the most, basically throughout the globe, Netflix is the biggest consumer of internet bandwidth.
Interesting.
Yeah, they
wow.
34% of
more than YouTube.
Oh yeah, YouTube's at 13%. Netflix is at 34%.
That's
Facebook's 2%, if you can believe that.
Wow. Well, Netflix
video's a big difference.
Right? Yeah, putting HD video across the internet, so I guess they'd have to be something, right?
Well, so here's the free market solution. Instead of waiting for the government to intervene and all that, because the bandwidth bills are expensive for this stuff. So what they did, they started this thing called the Netflix Open Connect. I don't know if you guys have heard of that or not.
No.
Okay, essentially what it is, they put server mirrors at each internet provider. I don't know if it's regionally or locally, but what they do is they send their servers around. I don't know if the internet provider has to pay for it or not, but they send their servers out, and it contains pretty much all the content locally so that you're only, let's say you have Verizon or you have Comcast. Mm-hmm. Comcast puts it where their servers are locally. Like I said, I don't know how it works. More than likely it's locally. So let's say it's in Maryland. Well, you put it in Maryland, it's only through Verizon's network, and they don't have to pay the third-party internet bills. And it's a lot faster and a lot more reliable.
Well, the issue that you have there is that unless the problem, as I understand it here, is that what EFF is trying to prevent is the situation where Netflix can do exactly that, where they're getting a fast lane in whatever fashion to the user. So if you're trying, if Netflix says, hey, Verizon, we want to make a contract with you that we're going to, you know, have some priority here, that we're going to have our content, you know, in your data center as opposed to just picking it up through your normal peering arrangements or something like that, that this is going to become a problem. And that's the issue here.
Is it a problem, though?
Apparently. I mean, as I understand it, I mean, they're talking about priority bandwidth specifically, but I mean, if you're putting something in their data center, right, I mean, you're necessarily getting an advantage over someone who doesn't do that, right? You're getting preferential treatment at that point.
That's correct, but at the same time, you're saving that internet provider, you know, a huge overhead, you know, in costs that they had, that they would have to pay to other internet providers, you know, to go across the country, you know, to go across the Midwest or wherever Netflix's servers are.
But yeah, Netflix isn't prevented from having servers geographically dispersed throughout the world. There's nothing against that, and I don't think that anybody is trying to or has prevented that. The issue at hand, at least with as it comes for Netflix, is Netflix wants fast lanes. They're saying, look, we're a streaming video service provider. We want it to show up on their televisions like it is when they're watching TV, and that means that we can't have the latency, we can't have the packet loss, we need the priority bandwidth. Whereas for you to go on Google or Facebook or something like that, it's transferring packets to deliver text and images to your screen, and it's far more tolerant of latency and bandwidth constraints than streaming video is.
Right.
And this, you know, I mean, back, it's not as common today, but I mean, we used to sit there and wait for YouTube videos to buffer, sure. And I mean, the porn industry, don't even get me started.
I've been on the internet for a very long time. I don't want to date myself, but let's just say MS-DOS and Internet Explorer 3.0.
Right. So the issue at hand is specifically that you're going to, you know, if Verizon says, hey, Netflix, we'll put your content, you know, in our data center, they're granting priority access to Netflix, as opposed to, let's say, I wanted to start a streaming video service. Then I'd be saying, well, Netflix has an unfair competitive advantage of being with Verizon, and thus I'm going to bring a case before the FCC and say that they're in violation of the regulations.
If this thing passes, if this Title II thing goes into effect.
It's probably going to. I mean, this is all over the place, Ian. This is a serious thing. It's going to happen like any day now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Barack Obama was in Cedar Rapids or whatever it was.
Cedar Falls,
Iowa today, talking about just how great their city created, what do they call
it? The Community Broadband Program is what they're calling it, but it's ISP.gov is what it is.
Ugh,
okay,
gross.
That you've got, and what he wants to do, what Barack Obama was pitching today, and what EFF, there's an article on EFF's website that says, quote, Barack Obama gets it right, because the FCC wants to go out and knock out these state and local regulations that make it illegal or difficult for these municipal government ISPs to expand into other areas. But as I pointed out on my website today, and the article is government ISP is not market competition, it's at the top of ChristopherCantwell.com, I said, look, when the government goes in and does something like that, then the other competitors don't come into the market. You can't get Comcast, you can't get Verizon, you can't get AT&T, and then don't be surprised when they're your only option, and that's not going to improve your life.
Horrifying. Adam, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The latest on the Ross Ulbricht trial. It continued today in New York City, and we'll clue you in here in moments. You can, of course, bring up anything you want, 855-453, or Skype in at username lrn.fm.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free here. The latest on Ross Ulbricht's trial. We'll give you that coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That is the toll free number. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. And actually, apologies, there are some technical difficulties with the main feature of the site, which allows you normally to submit content to Free Talk Live and have it voted on by other listeners. So we are, the tech team is working on that. Bear with us, but lots of the other content is working fine over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. And gold, silver, you can get them through Midas Resources.
Just go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've been doing business with Midas Resources here on Free Talk Live for more than a decade. I've gotten a great deal of gold and silver through Midas Resources. They give great service. They have great prices. And you can go there, check them out, and do your online shopping at gold.freetalklive.com. If you are you just want to use a telephone, I've got a telephone number for you here. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, the latest on the Ross Ulbricht / Silk Road trial. But first, we've got Max 16 in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, my name is Max 16. One of your disciples reached out to me and told me to call in. I'm the guy who dressed up as the Silk Road, the Sith Lord guy. You may have seen me on Wired.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you're talking about outside of the Silk Road trial, there was somebody holding a lightsaber in some level of costume.
I am the wielder of the lightsaber.
Oh, well, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Is that a Force FX lightsaber?
I wouldn't know. I went to St. Mark's and bought it. I liked it.
There you go.
So welcome to the show. What inspired you to come out and attend the Ross Ulbricht trial, or at least be outside of it? I don't know if you went inside.
Well, Ross Ulbricht basically helped me make a lot of money. I'm not saying I'm a drug dealer. That's not what I did. But basically, he created the infrastructure that allowed Bitcoin to rise, and I bought it quite low and sold it quite high. So obviously, I'm somewhat inclined to be sympathetic towards him. But let's just say I'm a general lover of Freiheit in general.
A general lover of what?
Freedom.
Oh, excellent. Well, I appreciate that. So are you still in the city? Do you live there, or did you travel?
Yes, I travel a lot, but yes, I live in the city. I'm currently in the city. It was by chance that the trial was starting while I was in the city.
And so you're still there. Are you intending to stay through and, you know, observe?
Yes, absolutely.
So what were you in the courtroom today?
No, not today. I went to the protest, and basically the organizers of the protest elected to no longer show because basically, the long story short, the literature they were handing out was kind of ticking off the judge, and the judge threatened Ross, his defense, long story short.
Yeah, we heard about this yesterday. The judge threatened not just Ross, but more specifically threatened the jury without the jury knowing they were being threatened.
Call it threatening the jury, but he basically threatened to conceal the jury's identity from the public.
Well, he threatened to sequester the jury, which would mean to prevent the jury from going home at night, which is a fairly, I mean, that's a pretty
incarceration.
Serious. Yeah, I mean, right. They're being held against their will. I mean, they're going to be held where the government wants to hold them.
I've always had a jury duty. That is one way to look at it.
Well, I mean, I don't mind the idea of serving on a jury. I have to say, I think that you can save somebody's life if you're on the jury. If I were on the Ross Ulbricht jury, which would be a miracle, then I could vote not guilty, you know, based on principle. So I think that being on a jury gives you a real chance to help somebody. But I certainly don't like the idea of being kept against my will in the government's choice of facilities. And for all I know, they've got bunks in that courthouse. Maybe they wouldn't even let them leave the courthouse because they'd be so afraid.
Duty that in and of itself. But anyway, I think there's more important things to talk about.
Max, did you have anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
Not in particular. One of your disciples reached out to me.
Okay, I don't know who that would be, but...
we have no disciples. Thank you.
Thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, we have listeners, but they don't follow
what
we
listening.
Say. Yeah, thanks for the call tonight.
And come to the dark. Come to the light side of the force.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I do want to talk more about Ross Ulbricht and, you know, what happened with his mother and father, who apparently is also there, and what they said to the activists. It was apparently a meeting last night after the trial, what inspired these activists to pack up shop and take off to go back to where they came from. We'll go to Glenn first, though, in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Glenn.
Hello, guys. I was thinking about this Netflix positioning servers thing, and I would suggest that it's not a runaround of the equality thing. I think it sounds like a legitimate utilization of hardware. As long as the issue of the
Whoa! I don't know what just happened there. If the Glenn would like to call back, he is welcome to. That line just disappeared. So sorry about that, Glenn. Go ahead and give us a ring back at 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, that made room for Pete in California. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm liberty-minded because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, and I love Jesus.
You're not liberty-minded if you want to hang people who have a different sexual proclivity than you from the rafters.
Leviticus 20:13. But look, anyway, about the Ross Ulbricht thing, you want to know my conservative Christian view about that?
Not really, but you're gonna tell us it anyway. I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
We agree on some things, okay? So this is one of them. I agree that if he was trying to better the lives of people and keep them... keep their finances secure and private from the Federal Reserve, then that's something that's beautiful. And they'd be violating his common law rights.
How do you feel about providing a place for people to buy and sell drugs? You okay with that?
No, because that's, you know, that's making a victim out of somebody. Even though you don't force them to
This is what he does. He calls in and he says, well, I'm a common law guy, no victim, no crime. And then he just goes on to define everything he doesn't like as victimhood, and I'm sick of it.
You better get that monkey under control, Pete. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Did you hear that little shrieking in the background? What was
that?
Yeah,
it's probably the prostitute he has in his trunk.
Glenn's back. He's back with us here in Philly. Sorry, Glenn, I don't know what happened to the line there. Can you kind of recap what you were saying?
Yeah. I don't even know why the NSA would want to cut me off. It's such an innocuous topic, you know?
Indeed.
Say you're a pizza place, right? And your delivery cars have to travel on the main thoroughfares, you know, at the same speed as everybody else's. However, if you're like the pizza place and somebody calls in to order a pizza and they call into a place that isn't actually geographically optimally close to their location, right? So somebody calls and orders the pizza. So you forward that order over to the pizza place, your facility that is geographically closest to that client's house, and then poof, the pizza gets delivered faster. But nobody's been speeding on the main thoroughfares or hogging the roads.
I understand the concept that you're talking about. I mean, these are just normal peering arrangements that go on in data centers all over the place. Okay, so I worked at a web hosting company that was the data center in Brooklyn, and I later on worked for the cable company in Long Island that was the basically monopoly broadband provider of the area. And so we, as the web hosting company, wanted to get a peering arrangement. A peering in networking is when you have a direct connection to a particular provider, right?
Okay.
So we, as the web host in Brooklyn, wanted to get a peering with Cablevision, the Long Island cable internet service provider, because then the content on our networks would reach Cablevision customers a lot faster than if they had to go through 10 different routers, right? And so this is normal. This happens all the time. I don't think that EFF or anybody else is trying to prevent this. If Netflix wants to buy data center space and have connections with Verizon, I don't think there's anything preventing them from doing that. And, of course, once they do that, I mean, you know, connections on the priority bandwidth on the last mile might not be necessary in the vast majority of cases. But I think that if you have, like, certain asynchronous DSL, that sort of thing, where you have slower, DSL, I don't know if you call that broadband anymore even. But
I call it broadband.
But if you're still on a dial-up modem, it sure as hell feels like broadband.
All you have to do is use satellite for a little while, and you'll call it broadband too.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, what you're referring to is basically just improving their peering arrangements, and I don't disagree with that at all. That's certainly a market activity that can improve matters for everybody.
Thanks, Glenn, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The latest from New York City, the Silk Road case continued today with Ross Ulbricht on trial, facing most of the rest of his life in prison for running a website. It's Free Talk Live.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. We heard from somebody who was protesting outside of the Ross Ulbricht trial, and we'll tell you more about why the protesters have packed up shop and gone home, mostly, from what I understand. Of course, you're welcome to join us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Chris Cantwell with us here tonight. ChristopherCantwell.com is his blog post. And, Chris, you are actually from New York originally, so you may have a little bit of familiarity with some of the goings-ons out that way. You actually were considering going down, right?
Yeah, I was considering going down, but there was a number of reasons that I didn't, not the least of which was like financial. I mean, it was just going to be expensive, and of course this. I don't think that we have a great deal of opportunity to do a great deal to stop this to begin with, right? I mean, jury nullification does not have a very good history of setting people free.
Not in our lifetime.
No, it doesn't. So, I mean, the Ross Ulbricht thing, it was a great opportunity to get a message out. It was a great opportunity to talk to things. It was a great opportunity to, I don't know, get some video and that sort of thing. But I felt that the very capable hands of the folks I did know who went down there were handling it very well.
They did awesome. I mean, for anybody that hasn't been to freekeen.com, the pictures are there. Derek shot a video yesterday, and as I understand it, he's got another video he's uploading tonight. So if you haven't yet seen some of the footage and the, you know, especially the pictures, I think that is good. It's a good representation of what was going on out in front of the courthouse there. Then you can go and check that out. One of the things I posted at Free Keen today was a wrap-up from James Babb. Now, if you were actually out there yesterday, you saw that there were different groups of activism or activists doing different types of outreach. So there was Derek Jay and some of the guys from Keen and Manchester and New Hampshire that had come down to hold signs. And the signs were kind of in reference to the penalty that Ross Ulbricht is facing. So the idea is well, jurors are in a lot of places prohibited from knowing what the penalty is of the crimes that they're tasked with deciding whether or not the person committed. And so the idea is to inform them of, you know, that that penalty. That way they'll be aware as they're in the court that this guy's facing 30 years to life.
Yeah, we sort of always try to bring this up in our trials, and the judge always barks whenever we do, and the prosecutor steps up and says, objection! Yeah.
But if you can do it outside of the courthouse,
exactly,
and you can influence, you know, in that way, the folks that are coming into the court, whether they be jurors or whoever else, then that's a useful thing. So you have that group. And then you also had the group of people who was doing direct juror outreach, although, they don't want to be seen as though they're handing things just to jurors, so they hand them to everybody that walks in. So they're handing out jury nullification information, and they have ceased. The folks with the signs have ceased as well. And so James Babb's post really kind of sums up why that happened here. He says, the Philadelphia crew made sure that pedestrian traffic at both court entrances was saturated with pamphlets promoting juror rights. This is yesterday. Starting before 7:30 in the morning, six of us endured Arctic conditions to distribute pamphlets from the Fully Informed Jury Association and the Jury Rights Project. Now, combine that with the fact that they have billboard advertisements, bus stop kind of advertisements in different locations around the courthouse. They really had it covered. There is a good chance that anybody walking in and out of that court was going to be handed one of these flyers. Response from the public, says James, seemed favorable. Most people accepted our handouts. Media attention in the morning was extensive, but our focus was on the pamphleting operation. We might have missed some media opportunities while focusing on primetime court traffic. And though unrelated, the Free Ross camp, that was Derek J. and the rest, kicked butt with great signage. Here's the interesting part. At the end of the day, we received a report from someone who had attended a trial. Evidently, despite millions of dollars spent and incalculable power of the state, Judge Catherine Forrest feared that a few folks with pamphlets could upset their steamrolling operation. And, of course, Catherine Forrest is the judge in the Ross Ulbricht case. As predicted, a juror with a conscience and knowledge of their power terrifies these petty tyrants. The billboard campaign and the pamphleting operation were referenced on multiple occasions in the courtroom. Selecting an uninformed jury became a top priority for the prosecution and their subservient judge. I must give credit to the craftiness of Judge Catherine Forrest. Instead of brutalizing and attempting to entrap the pamphleteers, as they did to Julian Heichlin, she chose to threaten a defendant. Basically, she decreed that if the independent volunteers didn't stop informing jurors of their right to nullify unjust and misapplied laws, that she would, quote, anonymize the jury, busing them in from a secret location, blocking their contact from the outside world. Of course, the jurors won't be told that they're being protected from a 100% factual pamphlet about their indisputable rights. Instead, they will thank the judge for protecting them from a dangerous crime boss, which is, of course, the picture the prosecution would like to paint about Ross Ulbricht. And so experts have confirmed that the judge's threat is a credible one. So although the pamphleting operation is independent of any particular case, because there are a lot of cases going on at that district courthouse, he says the last thing we want to do is make life harder on any defendant. We now have a traditional hostage standoff. Do we storm the villain's hideout, stall for time, or retreat? After careful consideration, we have decided to postpone the pamphleting operation until the hostage, a.k.a. Ross Ulbricht, is recovered safely. However, the offending judge will not be forgotten. She will become accustomed to dealing with informed jurors. We will not be intimidated. We will not abandon our mission. Forrest's grumpiness confirms what we already knew. They are scared of the truth. They fear for their house of cards. He says pamphleting will resume at a later date. The kiosk ad campaign continues because they're not taking down the billboard, you know, advertisements. Those are still up.
Yeah, they can't do anything about that, right?
And he does provide the link. If you'd like to help expand those advertisements, you can go to juryrightsproject.com/NYC. So that kind of sums up what happened there. The judge essentially threatened the jury. I mean, indirectly threatening the defendant by threatening the jury and using
the actions of free, unrelated people out on the street.
If you're mm-hmm. definitely threatening the defendant in the process. I mean, if you leave the jury with the impression that they're being protected from the defendant,
yes,
then the jury necessarily feels threatened by the defendant and is going to be prejudiced against the defendant. So it's certainly a threat against, obviously, the jury, but a threat against the the defendant as well. And I saw that post on freaking.com today, and I thought it was very well put together.
Bab's an awesome activist.
Yeah, Bab is great. I've spent some time with him and other folks out there in Philadelphia, and I love what they're doing out here. And James is really big on the jury nullification thing, which, you know, I think it's a great way to talk to people. I think it's a great way to get out and feel like you're doing something. I am so saddened every time we try this and just see it not have its desired outcome of a person going free.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a tough road. They definitely don't want jury nullification to come inside the courthouses, and we don't have as tough a time in New Hampshire. It's worth pointing out that here, jury nullification outreach has been going on for years, completely unmolested.
If we were doing it out in front of a federal court, we'd probably wind up with some problems.
We've done it in front of the federal court here, Chris Cantwell. There was actually Julian Heichlin who's like the dude who does the most jury outreach, or at least did. I think he's kind of retired now.
I think he fled the country. He went to Israel to get out of here.
He's gotten asylum out in Israel because he's been gone after so much by the feds. But he had gone, and at one point, and this was probably 3 or 4 years ago now, at one point he went on a tour, and he went from different location, different federal courthouse to different federal courthouse. And, of course, when he came to New Hampshire, we had to have a huge crew of activists come out to support him, because usually when Julian Heichlin goes somewhere, he's lucky if one guy comes out to stand there and, you know, watch him with a video camera.
Right.
Lucky. In New Hampshire, I think there were about 40 people who came out to support him out in front of the federal court in Concord. And so they didn't mess with us at all. The guards didn't say word one to anybody who was standing out in front of that courthouse handing out information or whatever it was they were doing. So numbers definitely matter. I mean, if there's, you know, 50 people out in front of a courthouse, they don't have that many bailiffs at the average one-story courthouse. I'm sure that at the federal building in New York City, I don't know if it's one story in Concord, but either way, they don't have enough bailiffs to deal with that many people. So having numbers on your side in order to sustain or to have more success definitely helps with that. So the frustration here, from what I've heard from some of the folks who've been involved in the outreach projects out in front of the courthouse with Ross Ulbricht's trial, the frustration is that not only was it that this judge threatened everybody, but the fact that the judge made this threat essentially put Ross Ulbricht's lawyer in the position of having to back the judge. And this is one of the frustrations when dealing with attorneys. And almost every attorney is going to put you in the same position. So it's not like this is just Ross's attorney who would do this. I predict just about any attorney would do this.
Yeah.
When a judge threatens in the way that this judge did, this attorney was given the opportunity to speak to the court. This was after the jury had been removed yesterday. The attorney echoed what the judge said and basically said to these protesters or activists, he said, cut it out. You know, this is hurting Ross's defense, and he requested that they stop. And yeah, he's an officer of the court.
What are his choices, right?
Attorneys are sworn officers of the court. His choice would be to either cross the judge or not cross the judge. And attorneys aren't going to cross the judge if they can avoid it. There's more coming up here. We'll share it with you. 855-450-FREE. What would you have done?
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.